This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here and bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency here tonight, and that makes sense because, well, I'm joined by two special guest co-hosts who have decided to stick with us for the entire show here tonight, traveling all the way out from the seacoast and previously to that Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which just wrapped up on Sunday. So I guess that was yesterday. We've had a number of visitors just kind of coming through Keene today, actually. We had a cryptocurrency meetup earlier, and you guys unfortunately missed that, but that's okay because you went to a different place where you could spend cryptocurrency, and you spent Dash in downtown Keene at what was a little shop we call Local Burger.
It was good as well. You can't come to America and have a burger. That'd just be rude.
Right?
And it was good as well. I had a milkshake as well.
They are good, and they've been taking crypto for a couple of years over there now, which is great, and we're sort of generally talking about doing activism around cryptocurrency, which is, and I didn't even introduce you, Joel Valenzuela and Mark Mason are with us here from the Dash Force News podcast, the Three Amigos podcast, as you call it, which has celebrated its one-year anniversary. So once again, congratulations. The podcast is available to listen and watch because you do a video version.
Yes,
over at dashforcenews.com.
Yes. Yeah.
So we were talking about bringing businesses on board with the cryptocurrency, and I know you had a question you wanted to ask me, so we'll get to that too.
All right.
but I was saying that we've had all of this success here, and you were, you know, blowing it up. You were giving us a lot of credit, and thank you for that. I appreciate it. We really have, you know, done a lot here. But it's the important thing is we've done it with a very small group of dedicated activists, no right. more than a handful.
It's an organic grassroots movement.
Yeah, this is what it totally is.
Actually, that's what I'm saying. We're not parachutes and dropping people in these countries. This is grassroots effort.
It has to
people
be.
That want financial freedom.
Yeah.
And that's so important. Like, we haven't really advertised discoverdash.com. Like, people have just gone on there, and every day now, every day, new businesses are being added.
Really?
Literally.
Global.
Probably half
around
the
world. All over around the world.
Still all over
and
the world.
ATMs as well. So accessibility, more merchants coming on board. We've got another great thing about New Hampshire is the AnyPay system as well. That's the first time I've actually seen it working, and the Dashback as well is amazing to see. So, like,
where was the first time you saw it? Was it in Portsmouth or?
Literally, when I landed from Boston, I came up. I went straight to Porkfest.
Ah, okay.
But I believe we're going to the Free State Bitcoin shop tomorrow, right? Because I want to go in
you
and
gotta
stop
go
in.
Yeah, of course.
On the way up, though, we did stop the Maison Navarre in.
Oh, the coffee shop.
Yeah, the French.
This is great.
Patisserie, and then yeah,
this was in Portsmouth.
Dash.
Where was that?
Yeah. Portsmouth. Yeah, Portsmouth.
Yes,
and
this
by
is
the
a
way,
great thing.
The Maison Navarre just opened up a wine bar.
Ooh.
That is also going to take Dash, and that's the number one spot on our Freecoast Fest Dash pub crawl that we have.
Perfect.
Dash is the number one sponsor of Freecoast Fest as well.
Which would be great. Portsmouth already had a bar taking crypto. I forget what they were called. Liar's Bench.
Yeah, we've been there many times. It's a good place.
I'm jealous of you guys. Because we just used the application, right? We just went on the website and just said, like, where's near? And we had loads of options.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How's it in London by comparison?
Oh, man.
Let me tell you, it's a rough one.
You know, that's a really good question.
If you even include Bitcoin, not just Dash, but if you include Bitcoin, like...
We do have ATMs,
but can you spend it somewhere? Can you actually go into a restaurant, sit down, and have a meal?
Can you use it as a peer-to-peer electronic cash system?
I think there's a different outlook. Because of the way taxis and things work, onboarding... When you speak to a merchant about any cryptocurrency, they worry about their staff, the rent, everything else.
Sure.
It's not... From their point of view, they just look after it. So in London bound, it's not that great. Although, I can't really talk about it. We are talking to a big POS provider in the UK
point
now.
Point of sale.
Point of sale, point of sale solution that's got bars, things, all sorts of things going on. So that's going to be good. But I think in terms of the UK and Europe, compared to the US, you guys are adopting a lot faster. And that shows as well. Like, you go to websites like Coin ATM Radar, you can see all the ATMs everywhere. Yeah.
Another surprising hotspot for cryptocurrency seems to be Australia.
Really?
As well as
Brisbane Airport.
As well as Austria.
Okay.
And Ukraine. Those seem to be the ones that like light up a lot on this Discover Dash map. Of course, everyone knows about Venezuela, and then New Hampshire and other spots in the U.S. are pretty good, too. But those are kind of the interesting things to pay attention to as far as, like, actual usage. Now, everyone talks about, you know, China and South Korea and stuff like that, and Japan as being, like, crypto-hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But at least in terms of Dash, which is the one that's being used for everyday payments, they tend not to have shown up very much yet. I wonder why that is.
If you want to join us here, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I'm looking at the coin map, at least, for London. And, yeah, not getting blown out of the water here with a whole bunch of locations.
And it's the financial hub of the world, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's embarrassing.
And these maps are also highly inaccurate.
At least
the coin map is. I'm not sure about Discover Dash. But,
we have a full-time guy looking at that all the time.
Live support as well. Live support, live chat.
Yeah, you can go to discoverdash.com, and then mostly during the week there's a live chat. You can just ask someone anything about Dash. Just say, hey, how do I do this? That's a rarity in decentralized cryptocurrency.
That somebody will actually talk to you.
It's just a person to answer your questions.
So, Liberty.menu, we've talked about them here on Free Talk Live. It's a libertarian business directory. And, of course, many of these libertarian businesses accept cryptocurrency, as you might expect.
So, by the way, I think it should be all of them. But, hey, I'm not telling anyone what to do.
Well, indeed. I mean, eventually they'll get on board.
Yeah, we're winning
the
world. Come on.
If your customers are telling you they want you to accept crypto and you don't do it, you're going to lose your customers eventually, right? To the company that accepts crypto that offers the same product for similar price. And that's going to start to happen here, too, where we got a dentist on board recently here in
Keene. That's great for British guys.
I've heard about that. You look pretty good, though, I got to say.
Thanks, man.
but we got a dentist on board to take cryptocurrency, but he's not my dentist.
Yeah.
And so I contacted my dentist, who I'd already had a conversation with him in the office when we had first met, which just happened to happen like right around the time when this other dentist started taking cryptocurrency, including Dash. So you can get your dental work done for Dash in Keene, which is awesome, thanks to AnyPay, the point of sale system. And so I wrote an email to my dentist saying, hey, you know, I'm a longtime client. I've been at this dentist since I moved to New Hampshire. I've been at this dentist's office since before this dentist owned it, right?
Yes.
Like he bought the office from a guy who was retiring. And so, basically I said, hey, look, I'm super happy with your service.
Yeah.
I love the staff. The staff's great. I mean, I've had a great experience as a customer. I've recommended other customers to you. But I got to say, I'm a little bit torn right now. I have the opportunity to go and spend cryptocurrency at your competition. And despite all the fact that I've had all this great experience, I'm tempted to go and do that because I want to spend cryptocurrency. I want people who are in business in this area to get cryptocurrency. I want them to have that experience. And I said, I'd really love for you to take a closer look at crypto. Because when I originally had talked to him, he was like, oh, he seemed interested, but it was one of those kind of blow-offs where like, oh, I'll get in touch with you if I want to learn more. That was where I'd left him. And so now there's that pressure of you might lose a client. You know, and I wasn't mean about it. It was a very complimentary email. Like, you know, I really love my service there, and it's hard for me because I don't want to leave. I would rather stay with my current dentist. You know, they know my mouth, right? They've got all the files, and you've got to transfer files over, and, you know, there's a whole transfer process if you want to move from one dental provider to another one. You may not know this because it's all government run there in the UK.
But we could talk about that. I mean, it's not all roses. I can promise you that.
Yeah. So, he actually got back to me relatively quickly thereafter, and he said he would take a closer look, and he'd get back to me within 30 days, because I don't go in but once every 9 months or something, so I've got plenty of time to talk to him about
this. What was the website domain you just said again? For the directory?
But which directory?
Liberty.menu.
Oh, Liberty.menu. Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's a libertarian directory, which, you know, is very cool. The guy who founded it actually was at Porkfest this last week. He was cooking breakfast. His name's Patrick.
Excellent.
And so if you go to Liberty.menu, it's a global map, so you can add, if you've got a business that you have, or even digital content, you can add that. So you could add Dash Horse News Podcast to that.
So great. You're such a great ambassador, not just for cryptocurrency, but alternative currency. And can I just say, it's a pleasure to be on this show.
Thanks.
Because I heard that Bitcoin was first announced on this podcast. Or, sorry, this radio network. Like, way back, right?
Bitcoin.
This is the show that Roger Ver was listening to when he heard about Bitcoin for the first time.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, so
he was an advertiser of ours. And so he's a regular listener and an advertiser, and he heard us talking about Bitcoin. We weren't into it. We were just talking about it as like something in the news. And he heard it, and he caught the vision that cryptocurrency, or Bitcoin at that time, could sort of be a tool to take down the state, basically.
Yeah, so Free Talk Live for me is like royalty, because you've got your fingers on the pulse.
Hey, we've got more time, plenty of you, time for you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Check out liberty.menu. Get your libertarian business up there so people know about you. It's Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room. Joining you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
And I'm Joel.
I'm Mark Mason.
That's right. And they are from the Dash Force News podcast. Great having you here. It's wonderful having you all the way from over in the UK. It's your first time in New Hampshire.
Yes, it is indeed.
Have you ever been to Old Hampshire?
Well,
where is that?
All the places do look obviously sound similar. Without triggering too many people, anyone can call in. We can talk about the monarchy. We can talk about, like, we're here representing Dash, but
sure.
I want to have conversations with real people. I love real talk. So if anyone wants to ask me any questions, UK related, about, you know, Brexit, what I think about gun control,
let's talk about
or
Brexit.
Anything.
Yeah, I have a question first. What's your favorite shampoo?
Yeah, for those that are watching the live stream, I'm wearing a hat. Mainly due because of the mosquitoes at Porkfest. So do you really want to know about that? Literally any questions you have, because I kept getting asked about what my thoughts are on gun control. Are you a libertarian?
Well, because everybody knows about the gun control in the UK.
Yeah.
I mean, especially libertarians who follow the issue of gun control. Many of them do, because they favor self-defense, the ability to defend yourself however you want. And so when they hear about that, obviously it's very disappointing. And then they heard further about knife control coming after that. And you were... let's talk about that, because we were discussing it briefly during one of the breaks, and what you told me was, it's not about banning a certain thing, it's crime is going to continue to happen, and the people who want to commit a violent crime are going to come up with creative ways to do that. And you said, so once they put crackdown on the knives, acid attacks went up. That's where they're throwing acid in people's faces, right?
Yeah, I mean, they tried to sweep this all under the carpet. So last month, it was big news, because the crime rate in London was actually higher than New York. And, you know, we've had our guns taken away for a long time. However, gun crime in London is still quite high.
Mm.
And so they're still getting in the hands. However, when it became a big problem, the government stepped in and said, hey, we've got to punish these gun crimes as a deterrent to stop people. So, you know, you get 10, 15 years if you're found with a gun. So they found another option. Knives. Then guess what? Knife crime went through the roof.
Mm.
So now what's happening is we've got these acid attacks because it was a chemical. You might get 1-2 years. So, like, it's actually the crime itself, not the tool. So we don't really have, like, a libertarian party in the UK. We may get, like, little groups where we talk about ideas. But this is a great way to actually talk to people, saying, like, it's the idea. Like, I come from the nanny state, the UK. Like, our religion is the government. We look there for their welfare, healthcare, everything.
From cradle to grave.
Exactly. Like, you know, it's embarrassing. But it's really fascinating to have these conversations, because people here, I mean, there are big ideologies and points of views. And that's why when people ask me, am I a libertarian, I'm saying, well, no, I'm not. However, I have those ideas. You know, don't tell me what to think, and I won't tell you what to think.
That's pretty libertarian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, yeah. But for me, it's common sense. It should even go without saying. So the fact that people...
It's preschool level, I mean, stuff.
Yeah, however, common sense kind of depends on the person. There's a lot of people that think that outlawing guns is perfect common sense because you say something is against the law, because the law protects people against bad things. So if some things are bad, guns kill people, you outlaw guns, and then the law protects everyone.
Well, yeah, you certainly don't want
to
base...
That seems to be common sense.
Yeah, you don't want to base a philosophy off of common sense, right? Because there's all kinds of things that are common that you don't want
to... don't make sense.
to bring into your belief system. But it is very much... Libertarianism isn't hard to understand. It's a basic preschool-level thing that pretty much everybody learned in, you know, preschool, or whatever the equivalent of that is in the UK.
Don't hurt people or take their stuff.
Don't hit people.
Yeah.
Don't hit people. Don't threaten to hit them, and then, hey, we can all get along.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I remember in the 90s, there was actually, there was a school mascot. It was called the Dunblane mascot. It was in the 90s. And
in the UK?
In the UK, and it was horrible.
What did they use? What was the weapon?
Do you know what? I can't even remember it. I honestly can't remember. It must have been a handgun or something. People watching, Google it, call in, let's talk about it. And literally, I remember there was a gun amnesty. I mean, I was at school at the time, but I remember people just putting their firearms... And, like, the only person I ever knew owned a firearm, I was just saying about this offline, but literally it was my granddad. He passed away, like, a month ago, and he had a heart attack at home. And my grandparents, they're in their 90s, they're really old. So, like, she's in shock. She calls for an ambulance to say, you know, my lifetime partner has just had a heart attack, send an ambulance in tears. And who do you think turned up first? It was the Popo, the 5-0, because on the register, he had a gun and a shotgun, and they came there to repossess it. And the ambulance, I think, turned up, was like 2 hours late.
Wow.
So, like, they repossessed the gun, and, like...
2 hours?
Yeah, and, like, I guess it's on a state-by-state basis, but, like, in the UK, if you were lucky enough to have a... It was a shotgun that he owned. You had to have it, like, in a safe, and you had to keep the ammunition separate. I don't know. I guess it's different here on a state-by-state basis. But the fact is, they just took the gun away, so... Not even a case of, like, you know, you can't have that and sell it. It's like, no, you're not allowed this. So basically, yeah, gradually over time, they've just taken it away.
More important, the rights of the state to confiscate weapons superseded the right of medical care. Right?
People were scared.
They don't care about the person. They just care about, well, let's just get rid of this threat to our power.
No, it's clear they don't care about the person. I mean, of course, this... Here we are on Free Talk Live. When we get a chance, we talk about international stories when they come across. I mean, we don't hear everything, obviously, but you know, some of them do hit us. And the stories out of the UK of the children in the hospitals, little babies who their parents wanted to take them to, like, Italy, where the Pope was pay for the procedure that they needed, or in the U.S. where money was raised for the other one. I forget the names of the kids, but
we talk about
these things, and, like, that's proof that they don't care about you. You're just a number to them, and, man, it was the coldest thing in the world for these bureaucrats to tell these parents, no, you can't take your own child out of our facility to go and have some experimental thing done on them another country, because we will look bad if it's successful.
If
you take your child out of here and you get and they survive, we'll look bad. Our system will look bad. Nope, they have to die here. It's crazy. You know,
and I might have a more controversial take on that for the audience, but I don't even think that it's because the bureaucrats themselves are bad people or they wanted to hurt children. It's that they're so terrified of the consequences in their mind of the system breaking down of their authority. Of, like, what happens if our rules are allowed to not take place? Then all of a sudden we have horrible anarchy and everything falls down, and then our world as we know it crumbles and everyone could die. So we have to, as much as we hate to, we have to sacrifice this child in front of the church or the state,
so we can be the authority.
Whole thing going.
So we can continue to be the authority, and people will look to us.
It's out of a fear of what will happen in freedom, and that's the biggest barrier to freedom. Isn't necessarily lust for power or things like that. It's the fear.
It's fear.
The fear of actually having to deal with stuff on your own.
For those listening in, you've got issues here, but Europe is so leftist now. My brother's got kids. And, you know, nursery rhymes, right? It's so leftist in the UK right now that they've changed nursery rhymes in school. So, I don't know if it's the same, but you know the nursery rhyme, Bar Bar Black Sheep? Bar Black Sheep,
have you any
wool? They're not allowed to sing that anymore. They have to sing Bar Bar Grey Sheep. I'm not joking. So if you're listening to this and, you know, you're teaching your kids Bar Bar Black Sheep, you're not welcome in the UK.
I mean, this is serious stuff. Like,
I'm not joking. I'm saying, like, people are shocked.
Like a scope, but this
but I'm being deadly serious.
Just like on iPhone, you can't use an old gun emoji. It has to be a squirt gun emoji. I mean,
or the police will show up. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Americans still aren't saving, and I suspect that also goes across the pond as well. We can talk about that, and you can bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. Get 3/8 alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're taking care of a lot of problems that should have been taken care of over the years. Well, one of the highest on the list is immigration, and we have to change our laws We have to make them sensible.
Critics of the president are saying reuniting immigrant families with their children is taking too long. More than 1,800 children remain separated from their parents. In some cases, they are thousands of miles apart. Senator Bill Nelson says he's looking forward to welcoming Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to a Senate hearing to discuss the immigration issue.
Sooner or later, this is going to come out. Because folks like you all are going to keep asking the questions, and so are people like me. And eventually we're going to find out why these children were forcibly taken away from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to go and learn about the one that started it all, go to Bitcoin.com. They'll tell you, you know, kind of give you the basics on cryptocurrency. And you can also acquire BTC as well as Bitcoin Cash through the site. They also have a mining pool that you can join. So if you want to get into the mining side of Bitcoin, you can easily do that without having to go through all the technical aspects of actually having to set up your own mining rig. They do it for you. You just give them some Bitcoin and they'll set it up for you. Go to Bitcoin.com to get started there, and they've got news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here with two of the guys from DashForceNews.com, you guys have the Three Amigos podcast. Two of the three are here in the studio tonight, including Joel Valenzuela and Mark Mason. Welcome. Yep. Thanks, guys, for being here. It's actually been pretty great so far. Of course, open phones, as always. We can talk about some of the news, but there's just been so much to talk about just having you here, Mark, because you're a wealth of information on you know, the world across the pond, as they call it. Over
we've got
in the
a
UK.
Live one.
Yeah. And you're a good talker, so like you're great behind a microphone, so you've been good so far.
Thanks so much.
We'd started with a question. We've just sort of been going all over the place and just going wherever conversation leads us.
The best way, though, right? Because this is unscripted, and we just say what we think, right? Real talk. And that's why we encourage people to call in.
Which, by the way, you need to rebrand to Real Talk Live now.
That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, that domain.
After 12 years, it just doesn't make sense to rebrand, you know?
Yeah.
13 years, 15, I don't know, 2002, 16 years?
You could do Free Talk Live Cash.
You know what? I do have a question for you, though, and, like, not many people could ask me this, but they said it was a kind of libertarian thing, so...
Oh, the question, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, so if anyone gets on Google and they know the answer to this, call in. So I'm going to give you something now, Ian.
Okay.
So prepare
right.
yourself.
He's opening a wallet.
So those, yeah, that are watching...
Dinosaur paper money.
Hey, I've got dinosaur, those. It looks like Monopoly money, but apparently it is real over here. So, like...
It's real fake money.
So I was at Porkfest, and of course I was using Dash, but a vendor there... gave me this $2 bill, and yeah. I thought it was Mickey Mouse. I thought they were trying to rip me off. And I said, hey, what are you doing? You give me a $2 bill? What's that about? You think I was born yesterday? I'm not having that. And they said, no, that's legal tender, pal. And I was like, no, you're having a laugh. And they went, no, it's actually a libertarian thing. They're quite collectible. So I looked at it, it said 2003. So, like, I said, well, why is it a libertarian thing? I was like, oh, I don't know. There's got to be something about it. And I kept asking people, and they said, you might know. They said you need to ask Ian Freeman. They said you collect
the
them or something. So what is the story behind the $2 bill?
Well, okay, so I don't know why it fell out of favor. At some point, I don't know the history of the $2 bill, but, you know, at some point, people just didn't use the $2 bill. And so they still exist. They still mint them. They still put them in. So they're not really rare. I mean, there's plenty of them out there. If you want to, you can go to a bank in the United States. And you can, if you have an account at the bank, you can say, I would like to order some $2 bills. And they will tell you, well, you got to order at least $1,000 worth or something. There's some sort of minimum order. And so what I do is I go and I'll order like $1,000 or $2,000 worth of twos.
That's hilarious.
I get this stack of $2 bills, which I then stamp, which you can see here with a Bitcoin.com stamp.
Oh, nice.
That also promotes the Shire, I think it was Shire Bitcoin. What's the other
one?
Yeah,
Shire Bitcoin. Yeah, this is great.
And so it's just a kind of a way to use crypto or use the old money to promote cryptocurrency. And
yeah, it's a great image of the Declaration of Independence on the
back. That's why it's libertarian.
So now you just figured it out.
So you just figured it out. So if you look at the backside of all the other bills, they all have like government buildings on them. There's just some government building on the backside.
Or something Illuminati related.
Yeah. and so the $2 bill is the only bill that actually has the signing of the Declaration of Independence on it. It's got Thomas Jefferson on the front side, and he's generally considered one of the more libertarian-minded or founding fathers of the United States. And so maybe that's the conspiracy theory, right? The reason why they took the two out is because, you know, it's got all the freedom-related stuff on it, so they got rid of it. I don't know.
Yeah, it could have been. It could also be because two is an odd denomination from, like, one to five.
You could be.
Like, you multiply a little bit. But, I mean, you do see two quid coins, right?
Yeah.
And then 2 euros as well.
Do you get in trouble for, like, stamping those? Can you still spend that?
Yeah, I spend them all the time.
Because, like, in the UK, you get in trouble for that, for defacing the Queen.
Really?
Yeah. Don't disrespect my Queen. No, I'm joking.
Wasn't there a story? Wait, you do get in trouble?
I don't think some people will actually accept it. I do remember a story, like, a while ago about defacing the Queen and getting in trouble for it, but, typically, having anything on a note, a lot of merchants won't accept it. Is that okay in the US? I just thought that was commonplace.
Yeah, I believe you can't completely deface it.
So the rule, as I understand it, so there's a website called wheresgeorge.com.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
And it's a really cool site. It's been around forever. I mean, it was around back when the internet was pretty new, like the late 90s or whatever. And it is a site where people will get a stamp that says wheresgeorge.com, and they will stamp their bills with wheresgeorge.com. And then when you go there, you go to the site, and it asks you to type in the serial number of the bill that you found.
Yeah.
And it will show you wherever anybody else has typed in that serial number over the bill's lifespan on Where's George. So if you get the bill, you can go and look up and see where was this bill before it. It might have been in California, in Oregon, or, you know, wherever, because these things move around a lot.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting to track and to see. And so the Where's George people did some legal research, and they found out, and as I understand it, this is my recollection from reading their website, as long as you don't obscure the serial number completely to where you can still know which unit this bill is, then it's not considered like mutilating or defacing. So just stamping right across the face of Thomas Jefferson or whatever is, as I understand it, completely legal. Certainly, I've been stamping these things for long enough. Literally, I've been stamping dollars with either freetalklive.com or freekeen.com or bitcoin.com or whatever. It's been different. I've changed the stamp over the years, but I've been stamping for probably a decade of my life. So, assuredly, if they wanted to come after me for it, they certainly could. So, I mean, the research has been done on that, at least in the U.S. There was that story, I think, out of Canada where somebody took a Canadian bill and drew, like, Dr. Spock on the face.
Oh, yeah, Canada.
Yeah, and I think they got mad about that. I think the Canadian government, which is sort of still related to the UK.
You know what? I get sick of seeing the Queen everywhere because I lived in Australia for about 6 months when I was backpacking around the world. But like I said, I was really into precious metals, and when if I get a silver maple from Canada, mm-hmm. or I get a nice kangaroo coin from Australia, guess what? I flip the coin, and guess whose face is on it?
The Queen.
Absolutely.
Queen. Can't get away from her.
Biggest landowner in the world.
How old is that lady?
Oh, my God. I don't know. They must be blood transfusions, right?
She's a vampire or something, right?
Or something.
Yeah.
So can you talk bad about the Queen in the UK?
Because
there's some countries like Thailand or something where you can't even say anything bad about.
Actually, you can. I mean, there is a... all right, I'm going to have to censor myself here a little bit. even though I'm on Free Talk Live, can you believe this?
Can you talk bad about the Queen when you're not in the UK?
No, do you know what? Here's the thing. So there's a lot of Muslim protests, and there was a big protest in the UK where they were saying that they wanted to turn Buckingham Palace into a mosque and kick the Queen out. So they were allowed to do that in protest. So I guess that kind of answers your question.
So you can.
But I guess it depends on the group, right? You got to be careful because we used to have this thing called Speaker's Corner, and growing up, some of the biggest historic speakers would come there around the world, and I remember as a kid, it was like a magical place. And now,
don't they arrest people there now?
Well, Tommy Robinson's in prison. And
wasn't he the guy who kept going out again and again on the Speaker's Corner and
tell
me more about him.
Man, he's in prison right now. I'll keep it balanced. So he does have a bit of a checkered history, right? Mm-hmm. He was part of a group called the EDL, English Defense League. And because there was some Muslim grooming paedophile gangs in Rotherham where thousands of girls were groomed, and the government actually failed to intervene, and the police didn't want to arrest people because they were scared of being racist, it was swept under the carpet, and it took our country by absolute storm.
Wow.
And they even found BBC, which is a government tax corporation, to provide news.
British Broadcasting.
Corporation. Or I say British Brainwashing Corporation, but it's so prevalent. And the scary thing is that all these key individuals that were radio presenters, not pointing any fingers at anyone, but I mean, it shook the country, and they knew this news getting out was absolutely shocking, and it horrified people. So basically, Tommy Robinson went to court, and recently there's been another gang that's been caught, and he basically read the news out, and the government didn't want it, and they thrown him in prison. So it's actually a free speech issue.
So he's a political prisoner.
Yeah, and there's a petition online, and there's got to be close to a million people who signed it now.
We got more on the way here, and I've got another question about the UK.
Sure.
I want to talk about the TV permit or tax or whatever that you actually had to have a permission.
Live in the UK.
All right.
I got hit with that too.
More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free if you want to join us. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want if you dial in toll-free. The number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also, you may Skype into the show. At Skype username lrn.fm. There's also our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. What is Discord? Well, it is a relatively, to us at least, new service. We started in January with Discord. There's now, I think last time I looked, over 700 people who've signed up for the LRN Discord, which is awesome. There's a room in there you can talk about cryptocurrency. There's a room there talk about gaming. There's different topics. There's also a room for Free Talk Live listeners to talk during our show. And there are people in there right now. People are there talking before, during, and after Free Talk Live. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a great little service, and it's totally free. There's apps available for whatever operating system or phone that you happen to have. And if you don't want to install an app, they've got a web version. So you can just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump in there. And it's actually got chat channels in voice and in text, so you can talk in whichever way works best for you. In fact, I know Dash has a monster Discord. I logged in there recently for the first time, and I mean, again, like a lot of things with Dash, it's not official. Somebody else is running their own Discord, and they've invited people to it, and they've made it.
Well, actually, I mean, it's Dash Chat semi-official in that it was started by someone by the community, and the community came around it.
Right.
But then there are treasury funds going to it. Fund the maintenance thereof. And so, in a way, it's sort of official without being affiliated with the core team, which is kind of a weird thing. Just like
it's hard to
Mark
describe.
And I work for Dash, as official as it comes. However, we don't work for the core team, and it's kind of a weird concept for people who don't work in decentralized autonomous organizations.
I guess Dash approved.
Yeah, well, actually, Dash will fund some of the moderators there and in Reddit as well. Just any small bit of money just to help keep, some rules, house rules. But yeah, Dash chat.
Right, because moderating a big chat is no easy task.
Oh, man. You know, especially in today's age where people just come in and post spam or links. Yep. And if you're on Twitch as well, I'm sure you've seen the Ethereum giveaways just plague everyone. They're just absolute scams. So
I've heard about these.
There.
Yeah, that is something you do need to be careful about. And if you ever come across something that sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Absolutely.
And a lot of these forums, well, I mean, crypto's down, right? Like compared to December, it's up compared to a year ago, but compared to December, it's down by like 2/3 or whatever. Because Bitcoin peaked out at 19,000-ish, and now it's at 6,000.
But hey, guess what? If you're in Venezuela or Zimbabwe, I'd still take those odds, mate.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like
decline.
I said, over a year, it's still up 2x, right?
Yeah,
so
man.
A year ago, Bitcoin was
that
2 to 3
is because it's the free market. Wow, we've actually got a market that's actually based on true market value. I used to trade like stocks, shares, the Forex, indices. And ever since QE in 2018, the market's been artificially propped up.
Mm-hmm.
So actually analyzing stocks, yes, you used to be able to look at true market value, but you can't even do that anymore.
Because it's so manipulated?
Yeah. Look, you had the Enron scandal, you had the Forex scandal. It's basically everything has been rigged, right?
Even gold and silver.
And like they actually get incentivized. Like every month, when you get one of these JP Morgan, Citibank, there's always these kind of scandals that come out where they've made billions of dollars, and guess what? No one goes to prison, they get fined £2 million.
Sure.
Like slap on the
it's
wrist.
Nothing.
They're incentivized to break the law.
Right.
Why aren't people up in arms about this?
Because what can they do?
I mean, we're talking about $2 bills. It's like dinosaur banker money. Like, why do you want to hold this money? Like, you're propping up the criminals.
Well, the reason why people, to answer your question, why don't people get up in arms about this?
Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned, at the very beginning of the show, I think we talked about Ron Paul and the Fed thing.
Yeah.
And, you
legends.
Know, some people made signs and they went to the Federal Reserve banks and they stood outside.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they don't know what else to do. And, you know, you can only do that for so long before you realize, oh, well, they're not going to stop this, are they?
You gotta figure out a way to exit the system.
Man, the biggest scam
is crypto.
Isn't cryptocurrency, exactly. It's the central banks.
Absolutely.
Mervyn King, the former Bank of Governor of England, said money is created through the existence of loans, which means money is created out of thin air with
correct.
Interest charged on top. When you borrow money to buy a house, a car, that's not coming from some granny's bank account, it's just tapped on a computer. Who are these shareholders of the Bank of England? Who are the shareholders of the
Is the Bank of England the equivalent to the Federal Reserve?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the poster boy child. You know, it's like, it's insane.
Is the Bank of England, so in the U.S., the Federal Reserve is private?
Yes.
I'm putting quotes, air quotes around that. Is it the same deal with the Bank of England?
100%. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, all central banks are the same
thing. They copied it. Yeah.
Always the same people. It's insane. And actually, I forget the name of the politician now, but there was someone brave that stood up in the 90s and actually said, like, who are the shareholders of the Bank of England? I think it's like Chatham House laws or something. Then, you know, it's banned from being asked. You can't ask that stuff. It's the same thing over here, like audit the Fed with Ron Paul, which is why I love that guy. Great book as well, Ron Paul and the Fed. Check that. If you haven't read that's mandatory reading. You have to go check that out.
But Ron Paul, I mean, unfortunately, he hasn't really embraced cryptocurrency, from what I understand. He doesn't seem to be against
it. He's said good things about it, but he's almost never mentioned
it. He's pro-alternative currency.
Right. He seems to have warmed up, I think, a little bit over the years. And I know he appeared at a conference that was fairly crypto-heavy in Aspen last year when he actually signed the Shire Society Declaration at that conference, which was, of course, very historic, and we covered that over at freekeen.com. But, you know, what do people do? Well, as you said, Joel, is get out of the old system. Get out of the old money. You've gone 100% out,
and
CNN did a report about that earlier this year. Now, not everybody's going to be able to do that because it does make life a little bit more difficult. You got to be a little creative.
Yeah, I would not recommend anyone do that right now. That doesn't mean I wouldn't disincentivize anyone from doing it, but it is a little rough. You gotta be creative. You gotta, you know, make sure it works. And it helps to live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, where you can actually buy things.
Yes, but that's exactly the thing. That this is something that's sort of disappointing me is I got into precious metals not wanting to just have a big store behind my fireplace or whatever.
Right.
But like wanting to try to spend them, which is difficult. So I thought, hey, I'm going to use the Shift Gold debit card or whatever to like kind of bootstrap it. But then I heard about Bitcoin. I'm like, oh my, it is so much easier. And then the sad thing today is a lot of people with cryptocurrency are just when moon, when Lambo, don't really seem to care about what it's for.
They're just holding.
I mean, that's one of the big things that got me into Dash is because I wanted to keep using Bitcoin for everything. Small purchases. I don't want any use for paper money anymore.
Right.
Right. And I couldn't do that with Bitcoin. I could do
not when the fees got high.
I could
high.
Do medium purchases, like $20, $50 kind of things. It wasn't too bad for that. But it ended up being that, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm big into Dash is because people really aren't using much else. There's a couple, you know, Bitcoin Cash. Sometimes people do regular transactions. But there's,
Why did you switch from Bitcoin to Dash?
Why? Because I couldn't.
So you mean having a cryptocurrency that's only good as a store of wealth isn't good as actual money?
It's not a currency.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And well, that's exactly the thing is that I'm not here to debate the store of value versus...
Why not? Let's do it.
Well, I'm not
there's
saying...
No, there's no
I'm
debate. Saying, not, I mean, who's going to debate it?
You can't have money without being a unit of account, medium exchange, and a store of wealth.
Any one of these cryptos is a store of wealth, right?
Exactly.
So to say that Bitcoin is a store of wealth doesn't make it any different from any of the other cryptocurrencies out there. You can put your money into any of them. You probably don't want to keep it all in one basket, so you might want to have it in some
Ian gets it.
Don't keep enough Dogecoin to buy a house, maybe. But that's the thing, though, is if you use Bitcoin, you hodl for dear life, you're exiting a little part of the system. You're not having your savings in fiat, but you're still using fiat for everything.
Right.
I'm interested in exiting as many parts of the system as are
absolutely
humanly feasible in today's world, in hopes that in the future, complete exit will be possible.
Yeah, and well, we have to create those portals for people to be able to exit, and that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire, where you can actually, you have, not only do you have the consumer market, where you went into Local Burger today, you went and you paid however much Dash for your hamburger and fries or whatever you got, your milkshake as well.
Yeah, free mint choc chip. Yeah. Amazing.
You're making me hungry. Actually, sorry. Just thinking about it. But then... what we've also had happen here, and I don't know if you're – maybe I mentioned this when we were on Dash Force News, but we've got a business-to-business economy with cryptocurrency now.
Yes.
And so if you were in the Local Burger, if you'd gone up front, there's like some like newspapers and freebie things that you can kind of pick up. And one of those things is a what they call the portal map. And it's a sort of a drawn graphical map of this area. And on that map – there are Bitcoin accepting businesses that are on that map. So it's one of those things.
You know what? I actually grabbed one.
Did you?
I grabbed that map in the coffee shop.
Nice.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
There's a competition. One of them has Bitcoin businesses on it. The other one doesn't. So we'll have to see which one you picked up.
Probably not the right one. Sorry.
I've got a copy. I'll show it to you here in a little bit. But my point is, what happened was I was trying to advertise Bitcoin locally as part of the Shire Free Church outreach that we're doing here to connect people with cryptocurrency. And this was like more than a year ago. So at that point, Dash hadn't really started in the point of sale.
Cool.
And so I wanted to promote cryptocurrency. I wanted to promote Bitcoin. So I went to the guy who was running this map and I said, hey, I want to buy an ad. Will you take cryptocurrency? He was like, yeah, sure, I'd be willing to take crypto. So I got him set up to accept Bitcoin. I paid for the ad in Bitcoin. And then I said to him, because he really seemed to be into it. He was like a young guy, seemed to be into it. I said, hey, what do you think about adding little icons for all the businesses that take crypto? Because we already had several businesses taking Bitcoin at that point. And he was like, yeah, that's a great idea. So now you get this map, and it's got all these businesses. Well, it turns out he went to these businesses, and when, like, there was one of them, like Corner News, a little shop that you went to today.
Yeah,
they were on the fence. They weren't sure if they wanted to advertise. As soon as he told them that he would take crypto, boom. He got sale. So he got more customers, business-to-business purchases here, businesses buying advertising locally, spending the crypto they've received from their customers.
Extra
that's
traffic.
The next level of this. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.